10 a.m. on a cold Westminster morning, MPs gathered to question Professor Malcolm Grant. This meeting, by Parliament's Health Select Committee, aimed to cross-examine the man picked by Andrew Lansley to guide one of the country's most valuable institutions, the National Health Service. As chair of the NHS's commissioning board, Grant will manage its £80 billion budget. He was upfront about the potential of Lansley's legislation.
I think that the path that has been mapped out in the bill is one that contains a wide variety of opportunities and a wide variety of risks.
Grant, a lawyer by training, was almost too candid about Lansley's proposals.
I have to say, by the way, the bill is completely unintelligible.
So how is Grant suited to this role? Mandy Smith of the British Medical Association worked with Grant as a sabbatical officer at University College London.
His training is not just as a barrister and as a provost of UCL. He's led a significant public body for many years and in a direction that very few have questioned. He has been engaged with UCL's expansion of biomedical sciences, requiring huge partnerships with NHS organisations. And under his direction, we've had organisations such as UCLH, Great Ormond Street, Queen Square, Moorfields go from strength to strength.
But others aren't so positive about Grant, like Rosie Cooper, MP and member of the Health Select Committee.
He gave me the impression of somebody who had not got a clue what this job entailed, what it meant for him, what it meant for the people of this country, and I think he thought it was just another academic exercise. He didn't know why he was there. Had been fed a load of lines which he just delivered. I wouldn't have put him in charge of my cattery.
Michael Chesham, who also worked with Grant at UCL.
He's got no experience as a clinician. He's not democratically elected. No one has asked him to be there. His behaviour at UCL has led me to believe that his general trajectory is to take UCL in a more corporate direction, and I don't believe that's appropriate for the NHS, which should be democratically run.
Grant failed to ease fears over being too corporate when he explained why he was passionate about the NHS.
Look at the outcomes of the NHS against the investment that goes into it. They're not perfect, but by God, they're one of the best in the world.
This financial focus has its critics. I spoke to Mesh and Eileen, a trainee medic and a retired nurse, while at a protest against Grant's new position.
And I think Malcolm Grant, a fantastic example of someone that could very easily be swayed once in the corridors of power by these kind of groups.
Michael Chesham again.
He will be a part of a group of managers and board chairs who will work within various undemocratic and frankly unfathomable political realities.
Grant's own words on his vision for the NHS.
What I would very much like to be able to ensure as we develop this, that there is a more measured view, which is to do with 1, 2, 3 year improvements in the quality of health and in patient satisfaction in this country.
Grant's critics have a point. He is business-minded. But in an uncertain economic and political climate, the NHS will need a firm lead. With a solid track record, Professor Grant may be the one to provide that.